Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to the great dialogue and discussion as we have each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion on the issues of the day. Let me say to you, first of all, as we discuss issues on this broadcast, I generally have between 24 and 36 verifiable published articles to validate every statement that I make. Had an email inquiry yesterday that wanted to take me to task that said he was a paramedic and that his wife was a physician and that I was lying about the statistics about COVID, the source of it, and Dr. Fauci and his involvement. So I challenge anyone that would like to challenge the verifiability and the veracity of any issue that we touch on, let's look at it and not default to on the basis that you're just lying. Tell me where. Validate your position. Challenge what we're saying. Because the truth of what we want to expose each and every day is based on the authority of Scripture. The Scripture says, with Jesus speaking, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that sets us free. And when we stand on truth, you have those that with credentials that they think is superior to what you're saying want to challenge you with what you say and want to demean and deny the truth of what we're saying. I believe it's time that we ceased as Christians and conservatives, cease to hide under the bed and hide in the closet and somehow, some way think that the lost secular bombastic world has the final answer. They don't. God has given us insight and wisdom. And we need to stand on that insight and wisdom and speak the truth in love, taking a position that we're not going to bend, we're not going to bow to the world and the world's demands for us to cease in silence. I think it's time that we stop silence as Christians. We need to stand on the word. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then Jesus says in John 14, 6, I am truth. And then he further states in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to stand on. But truth is something that's not sought today. Truth is something that is not viewed as important today. It's simply my opinion. It's simply wanting to take what I think is my truth and make it your truth and bend the facts or deny the facts. This is the reason that secularist George Orwell, back in 1947, in his writing of 1984, projecting where things would be in America in 1984, it was Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, summarizes it right well. When Jim DeMint says, warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth, he says, in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim DeMint is right. We are in a position today when there's a bending of truth. And for those that think that because you're a paramedic or because you're a physician, in fact, I found today, ladies and gentlemen, about 90% of the physicians that I've had the privilege of talking with and asking questions are totally as dumb as a rock, as ignorant as a tree in relationship to the truth of COVID, its origin, and where it stands and how we treat it and what ought to be done in America. They're simply bowing and bending to the lies of Dr. Fauci and others in his category, in his camp. This is the reason we need to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's where we are today. We need to defend the truth and stand for the truth, even to death. We need to defend the truth, even if we have those that want to chide and challenge and say that facts are not relevant. It's simply what they believe to be true. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment and to answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner's lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic benchmark there. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing. You find the flagpole and the flag at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the subject today, the issue today, how do we get our liberties back? Fauci lied and millions died. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, lied. And lied and lied some more. And as of last week's total, about 3.3 million people around the globe died. About 500,000 plus people in America have died because Fauci lied. We have lost our liberties. Multitudes of our liberties have been lost in the past 18 months because of the lies of Dr. Fauci. So how do we get our liberties back? What do we do to retrieve the liberties that we have in our Constitution, the Bill of Rights? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reminded of what took place in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the first chapter of the Bible, is very, very clear. Nehemiah discovered what the conditions were in Jerusalem, the conditions with the walls being in debris and the gates still lying in ruin and had been for quite some time. In fact, the historians tell us for about 100, 150 years approximately. That was the condition. Nehemiah had been taken captive. He was not in his homeland. When some of the brethren, as the scripture says, came through and he asked the question, what is the condition? They told him. What did Nehemiah do? Nehemiah was concerned about the condition, said that the condition was that they were in great affliction and reproach, and the walls of Jereusalem is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Nehemiah began to pray and seek God. Nehemiah prayed, he planned, he challenged the people to rise up and build, and they agreed to do so. 49,942 people locked arms to carry out the task, and in 52 days, the walls were rebuilt around Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what it takes and what it's going to take in America today, is for the locking of arms and the realization, the recognition that we've been lied to, we've been deceived, and our liberties have been encroached upon. And in many instances, we could say that our freedoms and our liberties have been absolutely wiped out, eviscerated, and totally destroyed in the past 18 months. Ladies and gentlemen, America today is less free than in the 245-year history of America. Our Bill of Rights have been absolutely infringed upon. The First Amendment that gives us freedom of speech and gives us our religious liberties have been infringed upon. Our Second Amendment right, where we the people have a God-given right of self-defense. But today, because of the lies of Dr. Anthony Fauci, you might say, well, we've had a lot of other politicians that have lied to. Absolutely. I'm not in any way alleviating their responsibility. But ladies and gentlemen, you must remember that the past 18 months, our nation has been under the care, control, direction, and mandated authority for what we can do in America based on the white jackets of Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, as directed by the nation of China. Dr. Fauci does not go around with clean hands. Dr. Fauci does not go around without the responsibility of what he has said in relationship to the COVID-19 and what the real truth is behind the scenes. Now, during the course of this broadcast, if you have any challenges, any evidence otherwise that you want to bring forth and let's debate it, that's wonderful. But I would challenge you to simply investigate the truth and not to make your decision because you have some medical credentials, not to make your decision based on some arbitrary and capricious flagrant information that you might have received from the World Health Organization, from CDC, or from the NIH or other organizations in America that Dr. Fauci has his thumbprint on or has his influence over. If you're listening to that, you're believing a demonic lie. Ladies and gentlemen, today, because of the lies of Dr. Fauci, all Americans are less free than 18 months ago. I'm making a dogmatic, absolute blanketed statement. We are less free today in America than we were 18 months ago when Dr. Fauci knowingly lied to President Trump, told the president that 2.2 million people in America would die of COVID-19 unless he, that is President Trump, locked down America. So, ladies and gentlemen, most of the businesses, if not all, were ordered closed. Churches were considered non-essential, and therefore they were ordered to be closed. And the overwhelming majority of the pastors in America, coward, spineless, shut the church doors, prohibited people from coming to church. Even today, thousands of those same churches are closed today because pastors are obeying government and not God. Because we have spineless preachers in the pulpit that are obeying what the government says rather than obeying God. God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God's not given us a spirit of fear. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, fear pervades America today. If you don't believe that, go into any medical office, go into any place where you have for your eyes to be examined or for you to have other medical procedures, go to the hospital, go to any place where it's medical procedures, practices taking place, and you'll find that they'd rather cast you out, run you off, tell you to get out than to take care of your medical need because they are petrified that somehow, some way they might step over the line and would cause COVID to leap into the building. And yet at the same time, as we'll discuss on this broadcast today, masks are ineffective. If you want to wear one, because of your pride, wear it. If you want to wear one while driving in your car, put it on. There are folks today that are going around with a mask on and goggles on and latex gloves on, zipping down the expressway as though they're trying to outrun COVID. The masks are ineffective, and yet we still have people today, even in the medical profession, that insist that masks are necessary. And ladies and gentlemen, during the course of this broadcast, it is one of the things that I want to bring out for our understanding, and part of the issue of today is that masks are totally ineffective. They do nothing, zip, zero, nada, to prevent COVID. In fact, you can look on the side of the box. Go to the drugstore, the grocery store, to Walmart, pick up a box of masks, read on the side, and it clearly states the mask does not prevent COVID. CDC will tell you in the fine print that masks will not prevent COVID. And yet that's the end thing to do today. And what is absolutely so much of a stench in the nostrils of any human being is to realize your medical professions are not smart enough to understand what they're doing in enforcing the mask mandate in America and in most cities across the nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what Dr. Fauci said, as a result of Dr. Fauci's lies, originally with the President Trump, that 2.2 million people would die lest we shut down America, including the churches. And by the way, all the businesses were shut down except for the big box stores. Churches were considered non-essential. They had to be shut down. However, liquor stores and massage parlors, pot shops could remain open. They were not considered inessential. They were considered essential businesses. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat again. How do we get our liberties back? How do we go back to square one and regain our freedoms in America when we're still not a free people, when there's still a fast track in America to force every human being to get a COVID vaccination with the experimental non-approved FDA vaccination jab in the arm, as it's called? It's not a vaccination, ladies and gentlemen. It is the inoculation of human beings with something that we'll not know for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years at the full extent and detriment that it is to the general public. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. Government-enforced shutdowns. Americans were robbed of our rights and our freedoms and our liberties, our rights to associate, our rights of travel, our rights of worship, even denied our freedoms and our liberties to leave our homes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. How do we get those liberties back? How do we get those freedoms back? If the government can, by the whisk of a pen, if the government can, through the edicts and the executive orders of governors and mayors and the president, if they can take our liberties simply by doing that, how do we get them back? Where do we go, ladies and gentlemen, today to regain our freedoms and our liberties that we once held so near and dear? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the liberties in our Constitution through the Bill of Rights did not originate there. They're the God-given rights, the God-given liberties that our godly founding fathers included, inculcated in our Bill of Rights. So it's not rights given to us by government. It's rights given to us by God, codified in our Constitution, to be carried out by we the people, the citizens of the United States of America today. You say, why are you concerned? Every pastor, every preacher, every Christian leader ought to be concerned today because we're watching the eroding of the foundations in America. And in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 says, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we're in a position today where our liberties have been taken. Where do we go to get them back? Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely egregious. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. It's antithetical to what the Word of God says that we ought to have as a free people. God gave us government. God created government. And government was designed of God as the government being a servant to God to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. We've seen the reversal of that in the past 18 months. Preacher put in jail for preaching the gospel, even because of COVID restrictions. Pastors threatened, churches sued, church doors locked, synagogues locked by the government. I would have never dreamed that this could happen in the United States of America. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Fauci lied, millions died. Where do we go? How do we get our liberties and our freedoms back today? Who do we go to? How do we reinstate those liberties that have been eviscerated, taken, totally annihilated, changed as a result of that? Millions of people today continue to wear the mask because of fear that permeates our land, the fear of those in America, where we're supposed to be in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our liberties and our Christian freedoms and the freedoms that we have in America today are being controlled out of Washington and by the white-jacketed Dr. Anthony Fauci, Lord Fauci, Emperor Fauci. We're going to look at, during the course of this broadcast today, the historical background of what Fauci said, how Fauci lied, what's the truth, and what's now being surfaced through some, I believe it was 3,300 or 3,200 emails that's been received as a result of the Freedom of Information Act that now reveals behind the scenes of what Lord Fauci has done to deceive the nation. And as a result of that, millions around the globe have died, and about 500 plus thousand in America. I'm concerned about it because it takes away your freedom and mine, takes away your liberty and mine, the liberties that we have to worship God, to serve God without any intimidation, any infringement, any intervention from the federal government or state governments. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how
yes,
are
sir.
You?
Great. I hope you're well.
Hey, I am well. Thank you for asking. I don't think you're tell us how you really feel about Tony Fauci there.
I'm trying.
I'm gonna be honest with everybody. When this first came out, I heard all the news, and I was frightened. And then I remembered that Anthony Fauci was behind the same type of mass hysteria that was generated in the early 80s in regards to HIV. Then I paid attention and started reading because I wanted to educate myself, and two things came to my mind as I watched this man. One, he's an administrative doctor. He's a bureaucrat. He
yes.
hasn't practiced medicine in years. And two, he reversed himself. And then the most important thing that I remembered, that if COVID got me, well, I get to go see Jesus.
Amen.
And if it doesn't get me, well, then I guess I'm still here, but someday I'll still meet him. And,
Jim, you're exactly right. And with the COVID fear that's been cast upon all of the world, and especially here in America through Dr. Anthony Fauci, Lord Fauci, as I have been prone to call him, Emperor Fauci, as a result of that, and that fear is there. But yet with COVID, for those that caught COVID, less than 25% died as a result of COVID. And yet with the push for masks, and we'll talk about this further in the broadcast, 85% of those that died with COVID wore masks 97% of the time. 97% of the time they were masked up inside the house, outside the house, wherever they would go. But yet 85% of those with COVID wore masks 97% of the time. And yet we have Fauci still today vacillating on whether or not a mask is beneficial. And yet the email trail shows that he changed his mind two or three times in relationship to masks. Even warned with one that had written him, warned that a mask is not recommended because it does not stop COVID. And yet we have those in the medical profession. Jim, I think the most egregious thing to me is the medical profession today, this dumb as rock in relationship to the truth of what a mask does and what a mask does not do. I've had the privilege of interfacing with perhaps 20 or 30 physicians and asking questions. Why do you wear the mask? What's the mask for? What does it relate to? Well, we've been told to wear it. They work in a hospital setting. They work in a large medical practice, and they've been told from the top down, again, the administrators, that you got to wear the mask. And they say, we hate it. We don't believe that it helps, but we're wearing the mask because we've been told to do so. And yet we have those today that out of pride walking down the streets and the sidewalks in and out of stores thinking that it's the end thing to do because a mask is supposed to protect you from that COVID pathogen. I find it egregious when it comes to the medical profession.
Yeah, that's virtue signaling there.
That's all.
I come to that conclusion within a couple of weeks. And I had to talk a lot of my friends down. And then I reminded them that we live in Florida and that chain link fences don't stop mosquitoes. So that kind of helped.
Well, you know, it's been probably 6 or 8 months ago, and I don't know if it's still there. The OSHA website had on it a very similar statement. OSHA said putting a mask on is like putting a chain link fence on your face to keep the gnats out. And yet we have the medical profession totally sold on wearing a mask. They'll chase you out of their office if you do not wear a mask. The doctor will not see you unless you have a mask on. I just made it a practice. If the physician doesn't want to see me, if I don't wear a mask, I just find another physician. I'm not going to put a mask on. Haven't yet. Don't intend to. Go ahead.
I go out of my way whenever I see those around me that are not wearing masks. I make sure I wink at them and tell them, well, at least somebody else is sane with me.
And, amen. keep up the good work. That's what it's going to take to spread the news that we are free citizens. If a woman can say, I have control over my own body, I can murder the baby in my womb, surely I, as a free citizen in America, have the right to say what I will do and will not do for my own personal health. And yet we're told you can't do that. And that's on the fast track, as you know, for the forced COVID vaccination, the COVID pass that's now being examined, by the way, by the Department of Health and Human Services, called DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that is. They're now studying the possibility of requiring vaccinations, COVID vaccinations, for all citizens in the United States of America to be able to travel even from state to state. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast. Jim, thank you so much for your call, brother. Keep on
thank
looking
you,
up.
Sir.
Keep on standing up for truth. That's what we need to encourage our listeners to do. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Fauci lied, millions died. How do we get our liberties back? How do we get our freedoms back? We've been brought into total subjection, total submission, total conditioning by the governmental authorities that have put the U.S. citizen in a position of simply being peasants, simply being slaves to the state, where we need to bow and bend at every whim and wish. They have tested us, ladies and gentlemen, and the government's been able to prove by testing the citizens how easy it is to get us to bow and bend and be in total subjection to the authoritative rule and rulings of a fascist form of government. That's what has Joe Biden in control today, is the fascist form of government. It is a fascism that we see permeating society today, where there's a move to totally change America from a constitutional republic to a socialist Marxist society with a fascist form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Fauci lied, millions died. How do we get our liberties and freedoms back? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you have a problem with the facts that I'm presenting? Do you have information that you'd like to add to or change or questions you'd like to ask? Perhaps you have been in a position where you've been asked to leave a business or a place, a professional workplace. I'd love to know. In fact, there, I believe it's the state of California, the state of Texas, I forgot which, it could have been Colorado, where 117 nurses have filed suit against the hospital because the hospital is saying now that you must get vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about that further in this broadcast also today. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems we're finding is that we're being controlled by Washington. It is almost like a child having to go to its parent and say, may we go out? May we take the useless mask off? May we go to church today? May we not take the government experimental vaccination shot? May we, the people, ladies and gentlemen, be free again? That's the question that we need to examine and consider in this broadcast today. May we, the people, with our own health, control it. May we, the people, have a decisive decision with the God-given rights and the constitutional freedoms and liberties that we have. May we be given back our rights and our liberties and our freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, the condition in America today, the shutdown, the church closures, the mask mandates, and our loss of liberties goes back to Dr. Anthony Fauci, and it's right to his doorsteps, right to his fingerprint, thumbprint on all that's been said and done, the head of the National Institute of Health. He's the highest paid federal worker in America today. I believe it's some $435,000 a year is his income. And as our previous caller said, he's not practiced medicine for some time. In fact, it's been 43 years since he practiced medicine. He is just simply a bureaucrat figurehead today. He can be fired. And Senator Rand Paul just suggested that we fire Dr. Fauci for lying to America. Go back and check it if you think those facts are false. Senator Rand Paul said we need to fire Dr. Fauci because of his culpability in what has taken place with the pandemic. Here's an article that says GOP congressman blast official COVID narrative. Worst cover-up in human history, he said. The top Republican said Sunday that he believes the coronavirus behind the COVID-19 pandemic originated in a laboratory in Wuhan, China, and that China has been engaged in a massive cover-up ever since. Republican Mike McCaul of Texas, the ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, appeared on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday and was asked about the origins of the virus. You know, his quote, you know, I do think it's more likely than not it emerged out of the lab, most likely accidentally for several reasons. He said to the host, Jake Tapper, referring to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And first of all, Jake, let me say this. The worst cover-up in human history that has ever been seen, resulting in 3.5 million deaths, created economic devastation around the globe, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a correct statement. It's been a massive cover-up. We want to pull the curtain back on that cover-up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break. We'll be back right after about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues today.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.